It's the morning show on the Ideas Network. I'm John Munson. 23 counties, cities, and villages around the state of Wisconsin had dark store loophole referendum questions on their local ballots. All of them were approved by large margins. So what's the dark store loophole? Well, when property in Wisconsin is assessed for tax purposes, the owner of the property can appeal the assessment. But what happens when businesses that appeal their property tax assessment seeking a lower amount are allowed to use empty stores or vacant land as evidence for their appeal? That's called the dark store loophole. Local municipalities say that when this happens, homeowners' property taxes go up, and they want the legislature to do something about it. Business groups have a different take, and that's what we're going to hear today. Was there a dark store referendum on your election ballot? What did the results look like in your community? How was it talked about before the vote, if at all? If you didn't get a chance to vote on a referendum question on dark stores, what do you want lawmakers to do? Or are you happy with things as they stand and don't want any changes? Let us know at 800-642-1234, 800-642-1234, ideas@WPR.org. You can also tweet us at WPR Mornings. Corey Fish is the Director of Tax, Transportation, and Legal Affairs at Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce. Corey, thank you for joining us this morning.
Hey, good morning, John. It's a pleasure to be here.
Two bills that addressed the so-called dark store loophole failed earlier this year, and Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce did not support these bills. Why not?
We didn't support them because we think that they would unfairly increase taxes on the business community, as well as residential homeowners.
What would these measures have done if they had been approved?
Yeah, so like you said, there's two bills. The first one would have simply created a disparity between occupied properties and vacant properties, allowing tax assessors to assess property taxes on occupied properties more. The second bill would have allowed property tax assessors to value intangible assets tied to the property, such as mortgages and home equity loans, and claim that is property value, and therefore use the amortized value of an individual's mortgage to represent the value of their home.
Meanwhile, this idea of closing the so-called dark store loophole went before voters in the state in a number of local government areas. In the most recent election, the majority of voters who had one of these referenda on their ballot say they want lawmakers to close the loophole. What did you think about those results?
Yeah, I think, unfortunately, the only real indication that those results gave were that taxpayer-funded lobbyists are really good at writing biased and factually inaccurate referendum questions. I think it's really valuable when counties create advisory referenda in order to gauge voter opinion, but in order to accurately gauge voter opinion, a county should, or another municipal group should, write a question that is factually correct and non-biased. These questions weren't, I think it would be pretty hard for an individual who hadn't heard about the dark stores issue prior to going to vote by solely reading the question coming up with a reasoned conclusion.
And how much do property tax rates motivate businesses in terms of where they're located or do business?
They can be significant. So, and I think they can be more significant due to the fact that historically, Wisconsin has had one of the highest property tax rates in the nation. I think the latest data was from 2017, and we had the 14th highest burden in the nation. So they really do make a difference to property owners.
Are different rates a large expense or burden for business? Give us a sense of why they want to assess property value in the way that they do.
I think we need to make a clarification because the issue with the dark stores loophole, or theory, as we would like to call it, is that property assessors for many years, not only in Wisconsin but nationally, have assessed property value based on the value of the property, the land, the improvements, the building, and the bundle of rights associated with the land.
Okay.
Now, assessors have suddenly decided that in the last few years that they want to add in the business value of the property on top of those things. So not only do they want to tax the actual physical property, they want to tax the commerce going on inside businesses, which can lead to drastic increases in property taxes. for a business. And so that's what these businesses are really concerned about, the fact that they're being double taxed on their income. They already pay income taxes in Wisconsin, but now local property assessors would like to include business income in their evaluation for property.
But not everyone in the state agrees with that point of view. Some contend that this is part of a strategy by big box stores to avoid paying their fair share of taxes under current law. We had Jerry DeShane of the League of Wisconsin Municipalities on earlier this week, and that was certainly his view. A lot of this seems to get into the weeds of some tax policy. I don't know that everybody completely understands this. One of the arguments is that a vacant boarded up house isn't worth as much as one that's occupied and appears to be occupied, and that's part of the rationale here. What's your take on that?
Yeah, and so I'd say I completely agree with you. And I would be clear, WMC nor any of our allies in the business community are arguing that a vacant, dilapidated, boarded-up house or business should be used as a physically comparable property for a new business. What they want to use is two identical homes, one of which is vacant and one of which is occupied with a family. I don't think that if you were a buyer of a home and both those homes were for sale, that you would pay more money for the occupied property than the vacant one. And therefore, the occupied property shouldn't be taxed more than the vacant one, because what you're allowed to measure is fair market value. So if the fair market value of the two properties are the same, they should be taxed the same regardless of the occupancy.
So this is an issue for you of tax fairness then. Others would say, well, listen, then the homeowners have to pay more. And really it comes down to, okay, so this person doesn't want to pay and this person doesn't want to pay. Somebody's got to pay. So where does the balance lie here would be one argument you could make.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so I completely understand. So I just want to say that I think there's been a myth perpetuated, or I don't think. I know there's been a myth perpetuated, and I think the Department of Revenue's data bears that out, that there's somehow been a shift in taxes to homeowners. That's simply incorrect. The Department of Revenue clearly shows that over the last 10 years and even going further back, there's been a steady shift in the property tax burden from homeowners to businesses in the state of Wisconsin. And because we have uniformity clause, generally, what you should see when you're looking at the property tax burden allocated by businesses versus homeowners is how much business value, taxable property value do businesses own statewide? What is that percentage? That should be about the percentage of the tax burden they pay. And currently businesses are paying about 3% more of property taxes in the state than they own in property value.
If
they're paying more than their fair share.
Okay, if legislation such as was proposed in the last session, which didn't get to a vote, if legislation were to pass, closing this so-called dark store loophole, what would it mean for business in the state from your perspective? Can you put a number on it?
I can't put a number on it. I think you'll make it harder for businesses to expand, because it'll make it harder for them to seek out financing, because that's really what a major portion of one of these bills does, is it wants to tax financing agreements for businesses as real property. The concern with that is that obviously most businesses don't have enough capital sitting in their bank account to just inject into their business to create or expand it. So if you tax financing, it makes it less likely a business will choose to expand in Wisconsin or go to one of our neighbors that don't do this, because no other state in the nation does this.
We're talking with Corey Fish, the Director of Tax, Transportation, and Legal Affairs at Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce, getting a different viewpoint on the dark store loophole story, which has been covered extensively here and elsewhere. A lot of newspaper articles with it, television news reports, and so forth. And so we're finding out more about this. Corey, do you expect that this issue is going to come up in the legislature again next year?
I do, yes.
There was a majority in favor of closing this dark store loophole in the Senate. Does that majority still exist?
That's a good question. So I don't think it's accurate to say there was ever a majority in favor. There were certainly a significant amount of legislators signed on to the legislation, but I'm not sure that who signs on to legislation is a good indication of how a vote will end up going in the legislature.
Do you have any sense of whether or not Governor-elect Tony Evers has taken a position on this, and could it be part of his proposed budget?
He has taken a position on both pieces of legislation. He's in favor of both of them, but I do not know if he'll put it in his budget.
Okay. What's your expectation here? If legislation does pass, do you think this is going to end up in court?
Yep. I actually think this will end up creating a lot more litigation because we will become a national outlier in the way we assess property taxes. And that will mean that a lot of businesses will be, all businesses really, will be unfamiliar with, quote-unquote, new rules of the game. And so I think businesses, homeowners, municipalities will all find themselves in court in order to try to figure out how the new procedure works and what is the new definition of fair market value for taxes in the state.
I guess that message is one that may have been lost in the discussions of the referenda. What do you think you need to do to explain more to people what's going on here?
I think that people generally know two things. One is that there has not been statewide a shift in the tax burden to homeowners, and I think that two, they need to understand that our state constitution doesn't allow for special rules on property taxation procedure to apply to certain types of property owners. You can't say businesses, you use this procedure, and residential homeowners, you use that procedure. So if a bill says that financing agreements for businesses have to be applied to their real property value, that means that those financing agreements for homes also have to be applied to real property value.
All right. Corey Fish, thank you so much for joining us this morning. I appreciate your time.
Yep. Have a great day. Thank you.
Corey Fish is the Director of Tax, Transportation, and Legal Affairs at Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce. Coming up next, we'll be talking about awards for recycling and America Recycles Day. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm John Munson. Stay with us.